Talking Three Wide NASCAR Podcast, back on the airwaves once again. EG3, Eddie Gritter III, for the Three Wide NASCAR Podcast. We're all about the latest in the world of motorsports, particularly NASCAR, and sometimes everything else. Canon Outdoor Truck Series, the Xfinity Series, NASCAR Cup Series, the three biggest divisions in all of NASCAR. Recording this, as always, from the MHK. For those of you tuning in for the first time, that is Manhattan, Kansas, Midwest. First race of the year in the books. And before we immediately dive in to what took place over the weekend, especially last night, you can catch the Three Wide NASCAR Podcast wherever you get your podcasts, whether it's on Spotify, we're on there, Audioboom, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and you can follow me, of course, on Twitter. And just kind of a teaser for you, I might be changing my Twitter handle here in the near future, just a little bit. Not much, just a little bit, of course. But for right now, you can follow me at EG3_FastEddie. Again, at EG3_FastEddie. Follow me on Twitter as well. Man, coordinates, of course, this will go out midweek as it usually does, which is tomorrow, Wednesday. Wednesday is 3-wide day. Yep. And gotta tell you, man, it's been probably a while since we've been in this situation. But of course, as we always do, as Big D's here as well in the EG3 Man Cave, producer of the podcast, we just found out, of course, I've been on the road for work all day, so I'm just finding this out literally, of course, 45 minutes ago, but this news came out couple of hours ago. But let's just wind back the clock here a little bit. Yesterday, of course, the Daytona 500, and I was going to save this, of course, I'm not going to play any music right now, so we're going to get straight on into business. But of course, the Daytona 500 was supposed to be on Sunday, right? All right, so Sunday, yep, it was a long wait. I don't know if it was me or did the wait seem very long to get the race started. I don't know. There's a whole bunch of conversation on Twitter about the start times and whatnot, and everyone's complaining about the rain, and it's Florida, you know, it gets rain all the time. You know, I lived down there for majority of my life up until this point. Obviously, again, I'm living up here in the Midwest in Kansas, where it's still cold, but it's turning over new leaf, and I'm getting into here for March to let this thing turn March so it can start being spring and get rid of this cold weather. But anyways, getting back on the railroad tracks. Yeah, so Daytona 500 was 2 days. So Sunday, this last Sunday happened, and all the pageantry leading up to the green flag, all the antsy participation leading up to this 500 seemed longer to me than usual. I don't know. I know they want to change the start times to mid-afternoon, so they want a much more logical crowd. You're going to get that anyway with the 500 being probably the most watched race, at least top three in all the entire season. Of course, you got the Indianapolis 500 probably number one in the racing business, so there's that. And President Trump was there, and that was wonderful. I mean, I ain't gonna talk politics on the show. You know that there's no politics on on sports podcasts. But for this one exception, though, that was pretty neat to see President Trump, First Lady, at the racetrack. Grant Marshall, President Trump giving the command to start engines, and their motor brigade leading the field around for a little bit on the lower groove, the bottom yellow line of the racetrack. That was something else there, and all the drivers appreciated that as well. In the Jamie Little interview, Jamie Little for Fox, one of the pit reporters, did a fabulous job with the interview there with President Trump right there. So you got that, and then originally the weather forecast said it was supposed to really rain. Well, Yes, you gotta leave a chance for rain, right? Because it's Daytona Beach, Florida, right? And then, bam, showers pop up. Delays the start of the race. Then, green flag later, some 45 minutes to an hour later, green flag drops for 20, 25 laps. And then it's huge, another pop-up. This time, a larger one, larger rainfall hits. And then, all the efforts, again, you got to thank NASCAR for doing that. All the efforts going into it. So, yeah, there was that. And, alright, so we can't get a even though Daytona has lights, for those of you who don't know, Daytona International Speedway has lights, right? So, let's wait this out a little bit, and then it said, yep, we're not going to get this thing rolling, so let's move this thing to Monday, which was, while recording this podcast, yesterday. So, at this time yesterday, get home from work, did not see the rest of the first stage. And then caught the last second stage there with Hamlin there, your eventual winner of the 500 for the second consecutive year. And, of course, the three-time 500 champion, Denny Hamlin. More on Hamlin later. But, all right, so getting down to the nitty-gritty. At this moment in time yesterday, literally at least, well, almost 24 hours to the exact moment. Alright, so there's a big one happen in the backstretch, and you know this pattern. I have said this on this podcast over and over. And they got racy a little bit. Well, actually, no, that was the last lap of stage two there, trying to make a couple guys up front, trying to make moves. And at one point in that second stage there, Toyota had a stranglehold on this 500 field. And then, of course, the pit stops happened. And yes, for whatever reason, MTJ gets in the wrong place at the wrong time there and puts him back in the field. Of course, I'm pertaining to the gas tank there laying in the middle of the pit road there from the 9 team there. So, of course, Chase Elliott's going to get penalized for that there. So, that was unfortunate for that situation. 4 laps to go. Here we go. We got guys moving around, making some aggressive moves here and there. And then, of course, bam, Logano gives Almirola a shove. And then Almirola could not control the car. Rams into Keselowski, turns Keselowski, and bam, 20 plus cars in that wreck right there. And then there was another wreck there a few laps later, which I did not see, which leads up to the biggest story of the week for by far, even overshadowing Denny Hamlin's win. And you all know what I'm talking about. For those of you who have been out and about, been searching. Well, here it is. All right. So I did not see this in real time because I had to leave for group. I did not see it direct in real time. Okay. So this, of course, Ryan Newman. We all know what happened, and getting news, which I'll get into in a few moments. So, man, and for all it's worth right here, Hamlin, this restart here, and then the last lap I have looked at, and I told myself I was going to look at it, but obviously Twitter was blowing this thing up, so looked at it anyway. So, all right, so last lap here, and remember Talladega, Ryan Newman and Ryan Blaney went after a little bit there, and Blaney just touched the yellow line a little bit, but it did not go below it. Blaney passed Newman for the win in the playoffs last fall in the playoffs. Blaney moving on to the next round, to the round of 8 there on Newman. This was setting up to be the exact same thing, and it just blows my mind that the car you get dealt with, man, it's just crazy. Newman and Blaney, both forwards, motor pass Hamlin there on the back, coming through the backstretch there. After Hamlin, I believe, showed his car way early there, giving Newman the push. The yellow prior to that one. So that's when I had, that's when I left there. And Chase Elliott, for the second consecutive caution there, spun. And there are a lot of people, at least on my Twitter feed, Big D, saying that they should have, NASCAR should have thrown a caution out for Chase Elliott spinning. And I can probably see NASCAR's reason for that, because Elliott got back going and the action is in front of, way in front of him, not behind him. So I can see NASCAR's reason why they didn't have to throw that caution out there. So in, what I'm saying is that I'm in full agreement with NASCAR in this instance here, that they should not thrown it, let this thing play out, which it did. And coming home to the home stretch here, Newman, we're looking at the same thing at Talladega. Newman and Blaney going after it. Newman making that thing wide there. Blaney doing all he can. And Blaney obviously fell short there, coming to the line against Denny Hamlin there. Denny Hamlin, if this thing would have not played out the way it did, that we saw, what the world saw last night, Ryan Newman, we be sitting here talking about a whole 360 of a new story of this Daytona 500, the 2020 Daytona 500. We be looking at Ryan Newman, two-time Daytona 500 champion. My goodness, and then all of a sudden, in, no pun intended, but in a blink of an eye, Michael Waltrip, everything all of a sudden changed. Horrifying wreck coming to the checkered flag there. Newman gets contact from behind by Blaney, and Newman head first into the wall hard, and then Corolla George, yes, and yes, and there's no and nowhere to go, slams in to the unsafe part of Newman, the driver's door, at 198 mile an hour plus whatever you want to call it. Newman airborne, which we have seen multiple cars go airborne in the past at this place, Daytona. This is the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast, EG3 in the building here. And Newman slides across the track all the way over to the renovated place where, of course, there were no set bears there. Now they are there, laid to rest there. And yeah, and the rest is history from there. But man, scary, scary, scary situation there. And really sad, to be honest, man. Everybody's mind, you know, and if it should be, I'm not placing any blame. And yeah, there was a lot of blame again. My goodness, social media was on fire last night. Of course, Hamlin there did not know the situation. There was no blaming there. After me catching a break here, a breath here, slowing things down a little bit. Let me get a few minutes here, a little bit. It's all, everybody wants to get on social media and say what they got to say. All right, we'll just calm down, see what happened. And then, of course, Joe Gibbs apologized in the media center last night. Man, it's just been a crazy whirlwind, really, last 24 hours as we're recording this podcast here tonight. Literally, the moment of Newman about to take the checkered flag, and then, quick of a snap finger there, everything just turned completely upside down. And yeah, literally, man, we could thank the good Lord that he is okay. And which actually good transition leads up to I'm just getting the news now before I hopped on this podcast here to do it tonight. And I debated Big D about that. If things would have been, oh my goodness, worse is, then I might have not have done anything here for real with this week's podcast. But hey, we're gonna march on. We're gonna be strong here. Be strong and do it. So, and Newman, if you can scroll, we can scroll down and get the update here real quick here. So we didn't get a word from Newman at all, any updates at all from Newman, the hospital, and all those guys lit for like 3 or 4 hours. Man, that was a long wait. And yeah, man, when the whole 0-1 thing happened, obviously that tragic event there with Senior there, it did not take long. Obviously, I mean, everything that happened, you think back exactly to that moment, and then obviously Mike Helton made that unfortunate announcement, and yeah, the rest is history there. But here, this situation was a lot more different here, and you would have definitely heard something quicker than that if, yeah, that road were a surface, but if thank God it did not. And around at least 9:30 here Central Time, that announcement was made there that Newman was in serious condition, but at that time they could not announce anything, and they still really haven't. But now it's the severity of these injuries, that serious injuries that Ryan unfortunately suffered last night during a horrifying crash last night in Daytona Beach, Florida. And these injuries, the main thing is now with this new positive news today, the main thing is they are not life-threatening issues. Thank the good Lord Jesus for, I mean, the greatest racing community. I tweeted this out during lunch hour, responding to Lap Traffic's tweet, and I'm just going to summarize what I said. Man, I'm thankful to be part, a small part of one, of this huge, gigantic racing community, Big D. I mean, doing this podcast, man, the reason why I'm still doing this podcast, doing something different for one, and for two, because I love racing. I do something a little bit different. Yes, I obviously love baseball and football and running, but obviously doing something outside the normal that people don't get into, and this is kind of the, I guess, alternative, if you want to call it that, whatever. Racing, whether it's trucks, Xfinity Cup, Indy sometimes, maybe watching some ARCA races, dirt, whatever it is. I mean, man, this thing is just much more bigger than that. And I was blown away. It's hard to put into words. It's still hard to put into words. I'm about to enter in a whole different stage of my life that I'm having, all of a sudden, having a little different perspective. And I'm not giving anything away. Obviously, I've talked about a little bit about our adoption stuff that's going on. And, yep, March is going to arrive at the doorstep here before we all know it here. And it just is one of these things, man, that everyone came together here on social media. Whether you're in Daytona Beach, whether you're a fan or you're not a fan, that, you know, man, this could have been so, so much worse. And thank the good Lord from above that it did not come to that. And we ought to be saying, I mean, every day. I mean, we should be doing this every day. But I'm not every day. But still, though, we got to be thankful for what we got right now. Because, I mean, folks, I did not see this in real time. I left. And I got word of this 20 minutes, or really not even that. Maybe 10. I got word, Big D, 10 minutes in to a guy text message from a buddy of mine saying that, you know, Newman was hurt, really hurt, could be hurt really bad. So, yeah, man, it's just, man, very nerve-wracking and nerve-wracking. And you're a fan of sport. I mean, man, just to see the outpouring support for Ryan, not only for just Ryan Newman. Ryan Newman, you know, unfortunately for him, prior to this race, two-day event yesterday, that he's been dealt a bad hand, obviously, you know, been in the news for unfortunate situations there, and you guys all know that. If you're looking for explanation, you're not going to get that from me. Go Google Ryan Newman. Obviously, you're going to see what happened last night, but prior to that, unfortunately, this man has a family, and not only that, two daughters. So, yeah, think about that for marinating on that for a little bit, so, you know, even just sitting here talking about it, it's giving me the chills a little bit, knowing that this could easily be the other way around, and we might not be, I might not be sitting here recording this podcast tonight, or really not. I mean, I really debated it for a little bit with you, for a couple others, and you know, everyone coming together. That's what I'm just blown away by, the outpouring of support. This is a 3-Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3, the 2-day Daytona 500 recap. Obviously, I'm not gonna get into this week, trying to get in back into the, there we go, so back into the TV there, but BD's gonna work on that anyways. So yeah, so there's that huge new, and I'm gonna read this statement here while I'm out of here. I got it right here as BD has that going. Okay, so the latest updates right now, 6:32 Central Time, records podcast right now. Update on Roush-Field Racing driver Ryan Newman as of now. Obviously, when this comes out, maybe we know a little bit more. Maybe we don't. I don't know. Ryan Newman remains under care of doctors at Halifax Medical Center in Daytona. He is awake and speaking with family and doctors. That is huge, huge positive news right there. That's what I just mentioned. Ryan and his family have expressed their appreciation for their concern in heartfelt messages from across the country. They are grateful for the unwavering support of the NASCAR community and beyond. We will continue to provide information as it becomes available. Period. Yeah, that's all I gotta say right there, man. I mean, that right there itself, right there, is a huge praise to the man, big man upstairs right there. And yeah, that, I mean, everything in between right there. So, I mean, I don't know anything, obviously. I mean, you guys don't know anything more than I know than everybody else knows and all the other podcasts know. So definitely, I mean, we don't know. Maybe we'll know more by next week's episode of the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast. We will definitely keep you in the loop when that goes on here. That is the wrong thing I'm trying to hold. That is the wrong mic. Excuse me. That's better. 3-Wide NASCAR podcast continues. EG3 in the building here, live from Manhattan, Kansas, in the EG3 to Greer residence. So yeah, so that's been the big story. And this, I was going to recap the 500 in the second half of the podcast tonight, but when this happened, this had to be first and most importantly. So had to switch things up here, and obviously, you know, not going to die, something a little different, not going to, obviously with my life is going to be changing here in a few weeks, not going to be going detail to detail. I'm going to detail with the races, going to give you my overall thoughts. So that's where I'm this year. Obviously, if you want that, you're obviously there's other podcasts that can give you that information, obviously. But yeah, so that's my chronological. I went backwards in time just to get y'all up to speed on that. So yeah, man, definitely keep Newman strong, Sick strong, family, everything else in your prayers this week for real. This is some real stuff, man, for real. I mean, and Scene Vault podcast tweeted, and I'll summarize this up, put it really, hit the nail on the head, really. I mean, we fell asleep at the wheel on safety. I mean, last night was a brutal, absolutely brutal reminder that we can't take this stuff for granted. I mean, something that's kind of hit me a little bit, that these guys, and I don't know who said this previously or recently, you know, drivers are being, matter of fact, it was a teardown. The boys, Jeff Gluck, Jordan Bianchi, and those guys said, you know, drivers become invincible, being Superman, with all these blocking and whatnot, and everything else like that. I'll read off a tweet in the second half of the podcast tonight about that. I'll get a little more detail about that. But anyway, Superman and all this other stuff, trying to be a hero, blocking, do all this other stuff. You know, and then all of a sudden, you know, we let our guard down and That's probably exactly what happened. We let our guard down, and then, bam, all of a sudden, a huge punch to the stomach when this happened. Seriously. I mean, yeah, man, it's a huge, big-time reminder last night. We can't, you know, NASCAR's done a tremendous job with all the safety renovations there, and then, obviously, you know, reading some of the articles on lunch break that, you know, the bar in Newman has been in some spectacular wrecks and obviously some spectacular flips. Comes to my mind, yo, 3500. He's been in some terrible wrecks on these speedway. I said plate again. Dang it, on these speedway tracks. So especially Daytona, particularly. And yeah, this was a nasty scene last night, but 24 hours later, he's up talking with family and doctors, man. Huge, huge sign there. Again, we do not, at this time, know the severity of the injuries at this time. Again, we might know next week. We might not. I don't know. I have no idea. So stay tuned to your social media. Stay tuned, obviously, to NASCAR.com and your favorite journal, NASCAR journalist, for that information. So, and definitely, hopefully, everybody's anxious to know more, but the main thing is Ryan Newman awake and alert and talking to family and doctors. Big time sign there. And one more note before we go to intermission here on Denny Hamlin here. And let's just go right. I had it up here for a second here. Let me let Big D get the screen of the top 10. We'll just run it down here real quick. Of the 500 last night, Denny Hamlin, now three-time champion of the Daytona 500. Obviously, he won stage two, and I can't remember who won stage one, but that's not important right now. Anyways, though, Hamlin, a three-time Daytona 500 champion, is going to be marred by this horrifying incident from last night. And Blaney, for the second time in probably 3 years, comes up short. And this was the second closest Daytona 500 finish in 500 history. And again, this does not top Truex a couple years ago, the heartbreaker for Truex against Hamlin. Hamlin was not going to win this race if everything would have stayed status quo. But obviously there, Blaney has some momentum there. And yeah, you guys know the story there. So Blaney comes up short yet again for the 500. Chris Buescher, third. David Ragan, fourth. Kevin Harvick, fifth. After being in the back most of the day. Clint Bowyer, also sixth. Brendan Gaughan. Speaking of flips, not trying to be funny, but speaking of flips, Brendan Gaughan was up in the air at Talladega. And obviously, you know his attitude and love every bit of it. This dude knows how to get it done. Still knows how to get it done. This is his last part-time season in NASCAR. This 62 Chevy finished 7th. Corleojoy, obviously, 8th there. Still come home with a top 10 with the circumstances that happened last night. Ryan Newman scored 9th in this one. And also, the biggest question is now, what does this leave? Who's going to replace Ryan Newman in that 6th? I don't have the details right now. Nobody does at this time. So, again, obviously, we'll get that. We'll get that information, obviously, by next week's podcast reaction from Las Vegas, the West Coast Swing will begin. Kyle Larson rounding out the top 10 in the Daytona 500 EG3 wide. It is stage break time here in the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast. We return to the program. We're going to switch it to camping in Xfinity. Grant Enfinger cashes in, and Noah Gregson, big win in the Xfinity Series over the weekend. This is the 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast. We're coming back after this.
This is a quick pit stop. The 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3 will be right back after a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
The 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast continues from Manhattan, Kansas. Eddie Gritter III, a.k.a. EG3. We're all about the latest in NASCAR coming off of Daytona 500 weekend. This is the race reaction edition of the podcast. Camry World Truck Series Xfinity NASCAR Cup Series. Three base divisions in all of NASCAR. And of course, before we get in, recap, rewind, camping and Xfinity action, of course. The episode before this, if you did not listen to the interview I had with Bob Levine, I encourage you to do that. Bob Levine, obviously the owner of Levine Family Racing, the number 95 Toyota of Christopher Bell. Christopher Bell, I thought was very impressive last night in this race. Obviously, he got shuffled back late in this one. I believe he got in one of the late wrecks, if I'm not mistaken there. Bell looked down the run sheet. He'd go back to that Bell. Still looking. Got to go up a little bit here. Christopher Bell finished 21st in the 500 last night there down in Daytona. But he was up front in the second half of this race there. Obviously, the Toyotas, I thought, were going to have another stranglehold in this thing. And then everything that pit stop, after stage two, changed things there. But Bell finished 21st. And the Bob Levine interview is top three for sure of interviews of the existence of the 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3 for real. I mean, that made me want to get ready to do something, run over some people, catch some pass for touchdowns, run a 5K. The interview was very, very good. If you missed out on that, definitely I encourage you to go back, listen to it, download it, check that out as well. So got that interview. If you missed previous episodes of 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast, go back, download it, tell your friends, tell them now. So there is that information there. But go trucking here for a few minutes here. What an ending last Friday night, and defending regular season champion from a year ago, who did not win a single race and got eliminated from the first round of the playoffs, Grant Anfinger holds on in a 3-wide finish, no pun intended, 3-wide finish there, the moment of the weekend, for sure, in my opinion, from Daytona, 3-wide finish there against Jordan Anderson, and you better look now, Cody Rohrbaugh. So I thought for a second, Cody was going to sneak up in there and get it for the next Era Energy 250 there last Friday. I thought Rohrbaugh was going to sneak by and get both of them there, but came up short there. 3-wide to the line. Anfinger, huge win to start off 2020 down there in Daytona after going winless there, getting knocked out, even though he won the regular season title, or whatever you want to call it, championship title, same damn thing. Grant Anfinger, huge win over there last Friday night, holding off Jordan Anderson, but he wasn't the only one. Obviously, Anderson, that single car team there. Of course, last year, Anderson ran up in the top 10 there before getting taken out. That was last year. Yeah, he ran up in there last year. So either or, I might be getting those years mixed up. But anyways, though, Jordan Anderson bringing that thing home. Single car, single truck team. That man is putting in some work right there. Cody Rohrbaugh finishing the third spot. Derek Krause, fourth. How about EG3 alum Natalie Decker in the fifth spot there? Finishing the fifth spot right there. There we go. Yeah. that was big right there. Natalie Decker staying out of trouble there and scoring her a top five finish right there. That's big right there. Austin Hill falls, does not repeat at Daytona. 6th, Johnny Sauter 7th, Ross Chastain 8th. Sheldon Creed, and Jason White round the top 10 for the next Era Energy 250 there. Grant Anfinger, huge win right there for Thor Sport Racing, celebrating a huge milestone this year as an organization there. None other way to kick it off 2020 with a 3-wide finish at the line. Xfinity, man, this finish got interesting as well. I did not see the finish of this one. Went back and Junior Motorsports repeats. It's not Michael Annette. It's Noah Gregson burning down the front stretch at Daytona Saturday with a big-time win there at Daytona. Noah Gregson was winless last year in his rookie year. He had some good runs throughout the season there, but most importantly there, gets it done there for Junior Motorsports. And obviously, you know the history of the Earnharts. I don't have to dive in deep into that. The rich history of Daytona, their success, and obviously Kelly, Dale Jr. the success continues. Ah, it's there. So Noah Gregson gets it done. Job done right there. Harrison Burton, rookie, Julius Racing, coming home in the second spot right there. Timmy Hill, one of the brighter stories from the 500 weekend here, made the show for the 500 in the Cup Series, turn around, running strong in the Xfinity Series, finishing the third spot. Harrison Burton's teammate, Brandon Jones, finished fourth. And I will touch back on fifth place finisher, Chase Briscoe. He has high expectations. He finished top five. Let's run out the rest of the top 10 here on the 3Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3, Justin Haley, Brandon Brown, Ray Black Jr., Ryan Sieg, and this guy continues to show up on speedways and gets it done. Last time we're on here, Alex LeBay finished top 10. Last time we're at Daytona with the Xfinity cars, he did it again, finishing the 10th spot. LeBay knows how to get it done in Daytona, so that's good for him right there. And if you want to know lap traffic fantasy, who I picked, that was crappy as well. So again, yep, I started that again. Of course, Brandon Crowell does a great job. Shout out Lap Traffic, does a great job with his podcast. It's a great listen there. So started that back up. Yeah, I did. Yeah, not a good start. But the only thing that saved me was stage points from all three of the picks. I picked this, and I might as well just go ahead and say it because Daytona is in the notebook, and we're going to Vegas to kick off the. I'm not going to Vegas, but NASCAR is going to Vegas, and I picked here while I'm still on the Xfinity side here for a second here. I picked Justin Allgaier. Allgaier finished deep in the field, finished 30th there. He was leading majority of this race there and got in somebody else's mess right there. So not good on that part there. And of course, if you want to back up the Camping World Truck Series there, Stuart Friesen started in the rear of the field pretty much. And he was a factor throughout most of the night. And he got involved in a wreck there. He finished in the 21st spot, and then you go to the big one of Daytona 500. My pick was Stenhouse there, and of course Stenhouse shot himself in the foot going below the yellow line. Really killed his race. That's shame, which really killed his weekend for sure. He ended up in, we're scrolling down, Big D is scrolling down here looking for him, the pole sitter. He finished 20th in this race. So really, stage points through three, the combination of the three drivers, really saved my bacon this week. I have not checked the overall standings, and I'm gonna wait for that. I will check them after I get off of here once we wrap this thing up. But yeah, so I have not looked at where I'm at, obviously, and then I've also started back on even playing field this time with the Wrecking, shout out Wrecking and Racing podcast, what they do as well. I started late last year and made a big time charge there and ended up right there in the mix. This time I'm on playing field, but this is not a good way to start. Byron exiting out of this thing early there after the contact with, of course, Stenhouse there would put him dead last. And then Matty Benedetto was my other pick for that fantasy there, and he finished somewhere deep in the field also. So yeah, bad luck right there. Actually, Matty Benedetto finished 19th in there, so yeah, so not a good start. But hey, it's only week one, so cannot have much of these. I learned that last year with the fantasy of lap traffic, so cannot have too much of these. Still some time to make things up, and I love the strategy game of the lap traffic fantasy of the Cup side, picking one driver who made the playoffs last year. You only picked them once through the segments, so strategy starts now. So I kind of got something figured out there. It'll be interesting to see who everyone else picks on that end. So yeah, I mean, a lot happened this weekend. Big stories, positive stories, and of course, it's going to be overshadowed by, of course, a horrifying wreck run by Newman. The contact nearly coming to the checker, taking the checkered flag, claiming the 500 for the second time. That did not happen there last night. And we all know where we sit at least today, with the recording of this podcast. This podcast will be released tomorrow night, midweek. So, yeah, man, a lot happened for sure. This is the 3Wide Podcast, the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast, with yours truly, EG3, Big D Producers Podcast, as well. Thank you guys for tuning in, download this podcast tonight or today, whatever you're listening to. So, yeah, so there is that. So, a lot happened, and now we all turn our focus to, or at least focus has been, of course, not trying to dismiss that, but all our minds and hearts are on Ryan Newman right now, obviously. But when the end of the week comes along, NASCAR will be in Vegas, all three series, I believe. It will be in Vegas. Let's just recap or preview a little bit, or just say the next race, obviously, on Friday for the trucks, the Strat 200 at Vegas on FS1. That's an eight, that time's right. 8 Central Time start there. Here, if you're living in the states of Kansas, Oklahoma, Nebraska, somewhere in there, Xfinity, Boyd Gaming 300 on FS1 as well. PRN has coverage on the radio trucks, radio style on MRN. Boyd Gaming 300 Xfinity Series takes center stage. First mile and a half of the year. It used to be Atlanta. Not anymore. It's Vegas in its West Coast swing, at least for 2020, with the announcement of 2021 of the schedule, but it's too far in advance to start talking about that. And, of course, Pennzoil 400 presented by Jiffy Lube, 2:30 Central Time on Fox. PRN doing double duty this weekend out in Nevada. Questions going to be answered starting right now this week. Obviously, we will know who's going to fill in for Ryan Newman, obviously. And then, yeah, so Denny Hamlin, you know, what can you say, man? Denny Hamlin, yeah, man. So if he didn't solidify it with a second Daytona 500 last year, he definitely did solidify one of the best speedway racers. Dang, I did it again. Speedway racers in the business, 3-time Daytona 500, and obviously, you know, obviously fell short of his first championship last year. Carrying all that momentum, and he was dead ass serious. Sorry, pardon my language, but he was dead ass serious coming off that heartbreaking finish last year at Homestead last fall, saying that we're going to win more races. Well, you're already off to a good start. You won stage two, and you won the race. You put yourself in position to win the race, which, if it plays out without that horrifying incident there, Denny Hamlin does not win that race, and you're talking, as I said, that Apple car, that wild card, that, hey, you don't know what's going to be unfolding on the other side. Well, that just happened. Denny Hamlin's right there, edging out barely Blaney there. I thought Blaney got Hamlin there, but did not. Turns out he did not do that. So, heartbreak, well, big time heartbreak, obviously, for all of us who watched that event unfold. Hamlin there, getting the win right there. So there is that. EG3 helmet stickers will be handed out here to close out the podcast here. But yeah, to put a bow on, and I'll say it again to cap off this week's episode for sure. Thank good Lord Ryan Newman is awake and alert and is talking to doctors and his family at this moment in time while this episode is recording today. That's great, great news right there after what transpired last night and the final lap, the final moments of the Daytona 500 last night. This is the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast. Now, who I'm going to put 3Wide this week? Kyle Busch. I'm going to put you in a state hole this week. Riding around with the engine blowing up or whatever happened last night. Oil or whatever. Riding around trying to save it. I know what they're trying to do, whatnot. But if you diagnose the situation, get your butt off track. I mean, there's really, you're a two-time champion, defending champ, reigning champion of the sport. Get your ass off the track. We don't need any more oil, whatever you're trying to put down a racetrack. I mean, don't do it. I mean, just get off the pit road. And that thing did not, after the red flag, after the first wreck, big one, that thing had trouble getting, had trouble refiring. So, you knew the situation there. Why don't you just go to pit road, identify it, and move on? Why just risk it? You know you're going to blow up anyways. So I thought that was just dumb, in my opinion, on my part. You know you're not going to go anywhere. It's just not. It's not. So that was not a way to go right there for Kyle Busch. Really, that whole AT&T, I'm going to put y'all three wide for that. And second one, and really the last one, I don't really have anything else I'm trying to think of this whole entire weekend. Weekend or anything else right there. Stenhouse car break there, you know, that's unfortunate. I mentioned that earlier in the show. Stenhouse going below the yellow line, trying to pass. Forgot who it was trying to get by. I know it's the low side for real. Dang, I can't know off the top of my head. He tried to make a pass going three wide, couldn't do it, and that really killed his chances there. He had probably one of the fastest cars, if not the fastest cars, down in Daytona. Besides, you know, Joe Gibbs racing again, showing the muscle, really picking up where they left off, and that's a sign of bad news right there. I mean, we're going to get some questions answered starting this weekend at Vegas. If any of these other teams made adjustments, obviously, you know, Penske with the crew chief changes and whatnot, and everyone else, so we're going to find out for real. I mean, this thing, we'll get some answers for sure, who made adjustments, who don't, but Joe Gibbs racing picked off right where they left off. Wins another race and back-to-back 500s and for Denny Hamlin there. So, and the last thing, I'm just going to put the Houston Astros three wide, their whole entire organization. And that's unfortunate. Why? But for me, Dusty Baker's on that team, and he's one of my favorite managers in baseball. Besides my own team, Brian Snicker, the Braves. But man, he's got some work ahead of him, because that whole entire team, minus Dusty, I'm taking Dusty Baker out of the equation. That whole entire team, man, that's garbage. I mean, and for love, as much as I've been in the sport of baseball, I'm that sick. I mean, for what they're doing, pretty much denying, setting the tone, denying all this other stuff, and saying you wouldn't, and pretty much admitted it. One of the head guys over there said, pretty much admitted it. Pretty much, that's basically confirming what you did. You won the World Series. Yeah, you did it. But you did it by cheating sport. So, you pretty much solidify what your team just did. And it's just going to, I'm just not going to go down that rabbit hole, Big D. Don't let me do it. Folks, do not let me do it. I can talk all, go on. I can go, literally go on. That just makes me pissed off that, you know, a team won a World Series by doing what they did. I mean, it's ridiculous. It just, like I told a buddy of mine last week, it's just only going to get worse from here. And the commissioner, actually, that is my other three wide. Actually, thank you, Big D, for that. For that reminder, the commissioner of the baseball, Robert Manfred, or whoever, his last name, Manfred, yeah, put him three wide. Situation getting worse, and we have one of the more quieter people in all of baseball, Nick Markakis of the Braves, one of the outfielders for Braves, speaks up. He don't speak at all, but when he speaks up, you got a problem. Yes, Mike Trout got his game on yesterday. Nick Markakis this morning went off. So we got a problem. That's just the whole problem. It's just going to get worse, and yeah. It's just going to get worse. So, yeah, Astros, yeah, y'all know what y'all did. And equivalent to my wife, you know, hating Texas A&M, you know, for what they cheating, all this other stuff. Yeah, I'm going to go out and say I have a dislike now for the Houston Astros. I lost total respect for the whole organization. I'm on a platform, and I'm just going to flat out say it. You know, I'm about to be real on this podcast. Of course, my own podcast. But yeah, I'm going to be real. Hate, total dislike the whole entire Houston Astros organization. I hate it for Dusty Baker trying to clean that mess up. So yeah, I'm going to leave it at that. 3Wide NASCAR Podcast. About to wrap this thing up. Eddie Greer, the third. EG, 3 Stickers to close it out. And one thing is new, and I might be trying to try something with the HEMA stickers of EG3. Yeah, I don't know yet, and I got an idea, so might try to play around with it, maybe in early stages of this, but I will let you know for sure. But one change on it for sure, the winner of these races, whether it's truck, Xfinity, or Cup Series, I had a blank for a second here, that the winner of those races will automatically get EG3 HEMA sticker. So, with that being said, yeah, Grant Anfinger, Noah Gregson, Denny Hamlin, EG3 HEMA stickers this week from 500 weekend. All right, so my EG3 HEMA stickers from the trucks, rest of them, Jordan Anderson, Natalie Decker, Jason White, EG3 HEMA stickers. And then from the Xfinity race, Harrison Burton, Timmy Hill, Alex LeBay, EG3 HEMA stickers in that race. And finally, from the 500 last night, Chris Buescher from 37 to the 17. Impressive there. Staying out of trouble, making him. He made a bold move late. Staying out of trouble there. A third place finish for Chris Buescher, EG3 HEMA sticker. David Reagan, I'll get you that top five. He did that again out of retirement. And stay tuned. We might be seeing him some more. I don't know. Again, I don't know the situation. EG3 HEMA sticker. And, of course, my man, Brennan Gaughan, EG3 HEMA stickers there. And for Big D, he does the honorable mention. His honorable mentions this week belong to Ryan Blaney and Corey LaJoy. Definitely impressive there. And of course, yes, at the same time, unfortunate what happened last night. Blaney falling short again there. Again, keep those guys in your prayers as well there. There and Corey LaJoy, top 10 to start the year there. And yeah, I did not hear the interview there, what he put out with Michael Strahan in his show when I went on Twitter early this morning. So I will catch that here at some point. Probably tonight, actually. So, yeah, there is that as well. EG3 HEMA stickers of the week. Yeah, we're going to have a lot of them here depending on the weekend and everything else there. So, to recap it real quick here. Grant Anfinger, Jordan Anderson, Natalie Decker, Jason White, Noah Gregson, Harrison Burton, Timmy Hill, Alex LeBay, Denny Hamlin, Chris Buescher, David Reagan, Brennan Gaughan, Ryan Blaney, Corey LaJoy, EG3 HEMA stickers this weekend. And again, folks, to wrap this podcast up, Big D, keep Ryan Newman, his family, friends, and his team six strong in your prayers. Big D, let's close this thing down. You have been listening to 3Wide NASCAR Podcast. It's another wrap of the Race Reaction Edition of the podcast. Appreciate everyone tuning in this podcast. Again, follow me at EG3_FastEddie. And 3Wide NASCAR Podcast, you find it wherever you get your podcast from, whether it's Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Play, and more. Yeah, 3Wide NASCAR Podcast is off and running, folks. Big D, thank you for hanging out tonight as usual. Eddie Greer here, EG3, saying thank you for 3Wide NASCAR Podcast here this weekend. Again, keep Ryan Newman in your prayers this week, and family and friends as well. Again, congratulations to the winner this weekend, and six strong Ryan Newman. We are praying for you, buddy. We're thinking about you. We out.
subscribe to the show wherever you get your podcasts. iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and more. We'll see you next time going 3 wide. 3 wide. 3 wide.